Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Okay, so it's the first week of school. You're a kindergarten teacher and you're thinking, how do I teach science? I mean, how do you even introduce the concept of science? And so I couldn't think of anybody else better that I wanted to share an interview with than Julie Gensler. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, if the name sounds familiar, Julie was one of our instructors at this year's Hands-on Science Boot Camp in Denver, and she's an instructor at the National Hands-on Science Institute. But most importantly, where do you get your real paycheck, Julie? What's the school?
I teach at Maywood Elementary School in Hammond, Indiana.
There you go. And so I caught you. You've been in school now for a week and a half, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So help us with people who are listening to this podcast. I'm kind of hoping that it might be a kindergarten teacher, maybe a pre-service teacher, and they're thinking, all right, so how do I do it? I know I don't do like diagrams on the board, and I probably don't have a long dissertation, and you have just an amazing way to be able to introduce it. And can I let the secret out of the bag?
You sure can.
It's a lab coat. All right. So tell us about how a lab coat helps you teach science.
That's exactly it. You know, after 18 years of teaching, I finally found something that sparks the kids' imagination right off the bat. I have this wonderful new tie-dyed lab coat, and each time I introduce a new scientific tool that the children will need to know and be able to use, I sneak it into my lab coat pocket, and then we start talking, and I pull out my gem of the day. It might be a test tube, it might be a magnifying glass, and we talk about that item, and then we go off and we use the item, and it's just a great way to introduce the tools that the children need to know in a fun and exciting kind of way. And that way the kids know as soon as my lab coat goes on that there is something special in the pocket, and we are off to a great start.
So, I mean, just seeing the lab coat, they know that science is right around the corner, right?
That's right, and it gets them excited just seeing that lab coat.
Okay, now it's not a white lab coat, because I know for years I thought that a chemistry teacher or a science teacher had to have a white lab coat. And in fact, I had a chemistry teacher in high school who, I mean, his signature lab coat just had burns on it. And the reason there were burns, it was for every explosion. I don't know, over 30 years of teaching, this thing looked just like he had been in combat or something. But your lab coat, I've seen a picture of yours, and in fact, we'll post one on the blog of you and your lab coat. It's tie-dye, right? So give us an idea of what it looks like in that whole process.
You know, I tried a plain white lab coat, and it sort of frightened the younger children, because they see a white lab coat and think doctor or nurse, and right there their mind goes to getting a shot.
That's a
great
idea.
I shied away from that white lab coat. Mine is bright primary colors, tie-dye from head to toe, and it's just something spectacular. And not only is it a cue that it's time to talk about science, but it's also great for a demonstration of blending colors.
Well, and it's a little preview of coming to boot camp or one of the workshops, because in the summertime, of course, our teachers learn how to tie-dye, and we do tie-dye with the kids. But it's the first time we've ever done lab coats, and so I'm really excited to be able to see what other teachers are doing with them. So you got them primed, you got them ready, they're pulling the stuff out of your lab coat, and they just know that when that coat comes on, it's science time. What a great way to get kids kind of thinking and excited more than anything else about science.
That's right. They are super excited about science, and now's the time to get them excited. When they're young, their minds are open, and they're ready for anything.
All right, Julie, you're going to have a great year this year. You're only a week and a half into it, 18 years. What, you got another, 29 years of teaching ahead of you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We won't even talk about that. You have yourself a super year. I got it. Have yourself a super year. Thanks. It's Julie Gensler, Hammond, Indiana, from Maywood Elementary.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.